MilliganTown.org.
This is Marlon Klingensmith with your Milligantown Daily. Genesis chapter 6, verses 1 to 8. When man began to multiply on the face of the land, and daughters were born to them, the sons of God saw that the daughters of man were attractive, and they took as their wives any they chose. Then the Lord said, "My spirit shall not abide in man forever, for he is flesh. His days shall be 120 years." The Nephilim were on the earth in those days, and also afterwards when the sons of God came in to the daughters of man, and they bore children to them. These were the mighty men who were of old, the men of renown. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. So the Lord said, "I will blot out man, whom I have created, from the face of the land, man and animals and creeping things and birds of the heavens, for I am sorry that I made them." But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Adam's children have multiplied and are running rampant on the earth. They are out of control and they're not following God. God, seeing this proliferation of wickedness, decides to wipe out humanity with a flood. But because of his grace, his unmerited favor, God spares Noah, his family, and the animals to repopulate the earth. The results of sin are serious and widespread. Sin affects us personally, as we have to endure the results in time and outside of Christ in eternity. But we see here that our sin has effects beyond ourselves. Although the earth and the animals did not sin, they are destroyed along with the people. We see here that the earth suffers on account of the sins of mankind. This matches what Paul tells us in Romans chapter 8, verses 19 to 22. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God, for the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope, that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. We see that the creation is suffering because of the sins of mankind, but it also eagerly looks forward to being restored to its original Edenic paradise. Because of the work of Jesus Christ, not only does Noah receive grace in being spared from the flood, but we also, too, receive God's grace in salvation from sins. But all creation receives God's grace in being restored from the damage of sin. It's because of the person and the work of Jesus Christ that God can look on Noah with favor, and that God can save us, and that God can restore the earth. This is all based upon the person and the work of Jesus Christ. For the Milligantown Theological Society, this is Marlon Klingensmith.